unless the Parshas Mishalach. Pasuk tells us in Perek Yudal, Pasuk Yud Gimel, "Vayomer Moshe ha'om al tirol." Moshe says to Bnei Yisrael, "Don't be afraid." It's Yatzvu Uru as Yeshuas Hashem. Stand still and look at the Yeshuva Hashem. Hashem Yaseh Lachem Yom. That Hashem does for you today. So Duno Magid has a nice moshul. This pasuk, I know he said it over, but the lesson is a very powerful lesson. Duno Magid has a moshul. There's once an Asher, a very wealthy person, who was looking for a shidduch for his daughter. And he went to this shadchan and that shadchan, and any name that came up, he had a reason to say no. This wasn't good, and that wasn't good. And the years went on, and one day the shadchan says to him, "I have a bracha with all of your qualities, all the qualities that you need." And the Asher is very excited, and then comes the but. But he's very poor. He's an ani, and he has no money at all. The family has no money at all. They're very poor. And the Asher says, if he has all the other qualities, well, let's look into it. Let's see. If all the other qualities are there, then that will outdo the fact that he's an ani. Fine. The Asher looks into it, and the shidduch goes through. In order to celebrate the engagement, so the Asher makes a big party, a big sud in his house, and he invites the chassan and his family to come. People hear that the chassan is going to Asher's house. They tell him, "Oh, when you walk into that house, make sure you notice everything in the house. Just beautiful furniture in the house." And you know what we heard? That Asher, he has fancy silverware, fancy plates. The silverware, the handles of the silverware have diamonds on them. They're made of gold. Make sure you see the silverware that he has in his house. Okay. The chassan goes to eat. They serve a meal. And the chassan is amazed. He walks and his eyes pop out by the house, everything that he sees. The food, he never saw such food in his life. He's used to eating a little bread, water, some herring, and here he has a 7-course dinner with anything that his heart desires. And he eats, and he's looking at the food, and he's eating, and before he knows it, the evening is over, and the party is over. He's about to leave, and he turns to his future shver, the usher, and says, "Oh, by the way, I meant to ask you, can I possibly see that beautiful set of silverware that you had? People told me of a beautiful set of silverware with diamonds on the handles and gold. Can I see it?" And the dishes. And the usher says to him, "What do you mean? You didn't see it? What do you think you were eating with the whole night?" But the silverware on the table the whole night was that fancy silverware that he had. And the chassan was so busy looking at everything else, he missed it. He didn't notice it. So to Duno Magid, the same is true. He had Bnei Yisrael standing in the midbar. In front of them is the Yamsuf. Behind them are the Mitzrim. On the sides is the midbar. And they scream out, they don't know where to go. They're desperate, they're panicking, return to Mitzrayim. Hamibli and Kavarim be Mitzrayim. They don't know where to go. They're looking all around. Moshe says, "Stop! It's Yatzvu, stand still for a second. Uru'u, look around and you see the Yeshua of Hashem. Think for a minute. How did you come here? How did Hashem bring you here? Ten Makis Mitzrayim. Hashem took you out. Look what Hashem did. Don't panic. Think what happened. Look around." Aren't we all like that? We get so busy with everything that's happening. This tzara, that trouble we have. And we forget to look and see. It's Yatzvu Ru. Look around and see as Yeshua Hashem. Hashem brought you here. What about all the nisim that Hashem did to you until today? And everything that Hashem did? Look back. A person looks back. He thinks, remember that time I had this trouble? And Hashem helped me out of it. And that time I had that sorrow, and Hashem helped me out of it. And that Eitzah came up, and that. His Yatzvu, stand still and look around. Person looks around, he sees the Yeshua, Hashem. It's a short story. They say over that, the Tolus Yaakov Yosef, Taman of Hashem, was going to the Baal Shem Tov with somebody else, and they had to get to measurements before Shabbos. And they left early enough Friday morning to take a wagon to get to Baal Shem Tov before Shabbos. And they're in the wagon, traveling on the road, and suddenly they catch up and there's another wagon in front of them. And the wagon in front of them is going very, very slow. Right. And they're stuck behind this wagon. Okay? Horse and buggy behind another one. And they're getting anxious because time is moving on and they have a distance to cover to reach measures before Shabbos. And they look ahead and they see that in the carriage is sitting the poritz, the governor, and the rule is you can't pass his wagon. If you pass his wagon, it's a penalty of whatever the poritz feels like. But it's not a good idea to pass his wagon. It's a show of disrespect. You can't pass the wagon. And they're sitting there behind the wagon. And
told the Sechet Yosef is very upset. What's going to be with Shabbos? We have to get the measurements. It's getting late. We can't stay here. And the one that was with him says, you'll see, everything will turn out good. We have to look and everything is good. And you'll see, he says, that at the end of the day, the fact that we're behind the Paritz's wagon, that's going to help us get the measurements fast. Tolda says, we're stuck. What's going to be? Anyway, they're sitting there going very slow behind the Paritz's wagon. They can't pass. After a while, they come out of the road. They come into a town. The town they come into, Friday was market day. And everyone has a stall set up and they're selling, they're blocking the street. And it's impossible to get through the town. The horses and the wagons are all over. It's very difficult to go through. And they look at each other and they say, oy vey, may as well turn around. There's no way we can get through the marketplace. Probably. And suddenly they hear, the governor is here, clear the way, clear the way. And everybody starts moving their stalls and the horses to the side. And because the Paritz's wagon was there, they made room to let the Paritz through. And right behind the Paritz, they went. And as soon as they pierced through the town, the Paritz turns off. And they had a clear road ahead of them, and they came to measures plenty of time for Shabbos. Hiskiats v'uru. A lot of times we go through life and you think, oh, you have so much traffic. I'm stuck. And that's the end. And little do we realize that the traffic itself is what ends up saving us. What ends up being a taiva for us. That's the nafkamina, say, between gamzu l'taiva and komad ha'ovet v'achmonu l'tavavet. Gamzu l'taiva is a higher level. You're able to say that the beard itself is good. You feel it right now. Even though on the surface it looks bad, I understand it's good. Command of Rahman means it will be good. Yeah, God, whatever Hashem does, it will be good. We'll turn out okay. But you're not in the Madrega to realize that right now it's good. Gamzu, this right now I realize Gamzu is L'taiva. Many times what we think is not beneficial for us, looking back, turns out to be what saved us and was beneficial for us. All we have to do is open our eyes. It's Yatzvu Ru'es Yishuas Hashem. The Pasuk continues. The pasuk tells us, "Bayar Yisrael as Mitzrayim, Meis Asvas Hayom." Perik Yudalid, pasuk Lamid, the Bnei Yisrael saw the Mitzrayim dead by the Asvas Hayom. And the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Yud Ches, the Gemara brings down, "Vayamru Yisrael al Yom biYamsuf." Klal Yisrael rebelled in a sense by the Yamsuf. How did they rebel by the Yamsuf? Because Klal Yisrael said, just like we're coming out on this side, the Mitzvah are coming out on the other side. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Yam to spit out the Mitzvah. Shol B'nai Yisrael, the Mitzvah all died. Spit out all the Mitzvah. So the Yam said, the Sar of the Yam said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kum Yesh Eved, Shenoisein Loi Raboi Matano, V'noitel Atom Yimeno. Does the master give a present to the Eved and then take it back? The Yam Tainid, what do you mean? Hey, you're ours. Feeding the fish. The fish now have full to eat the dead Mitzrim and everything belonging to the Mitzrim.
Yeah.
And now you're telling the Yam to spit it out? Does the master give a present to the Eved and then tell the Eved to return it? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll pay you back. I'll pay you back. I'll give you back 1.5 times food. I'll pay you back later on. So the Yam says, Kum Yesh Eved Shetavei El Rabbi. Does a servant ask his master, can I claim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask him to pay me back? So Hashem said, okay, Nachal Kishon, the river Kishon will be the Arev, will be the guarantor on this loan that I'm asking you. And by Sisera's army died when the Nachal Kishon, and that's what I'll pay the Yam back, and his whole army will drown inside Nachal Kishon, and the fish will have what to eat. More Pesachim Kofiud Ches. In the times of the Marsham, the following story happened. Paritz comes over to a Yid, and he says, I need to borrow a large sum of money. Can I borrow money from you? And the Yid was he had a problem. On one hand, he can't say no to the Paritz. On the other hand, he knows very well, if he gives the Paritz the money,
it's
going to be quite difficult to get it back. The Paritz will promise, the Paritz will say he'll pay back, but he might say, he can't be tevei the Paritz, it'll be very difficult. So the Yid hems and haws, he doesn't know what to do. He sees his friend, he says to his friend, he'll lend money.
Ooh.
Says to the Paritz, he'll lend you money. He calls his friend, I need you to do me a favor. Lend money to the Paritz. So the friend says, why me? He asks you, you lend money to the Paritz. You know what's going to happen later on. So the first Yid tells the second Yid, you know what? You lend the money and I'll be an Ariv. I guarantee you'll get your money back. I guarantee it. Just give him the money now, and I guarantee that you'll get your money back. The second he heard it, he said, fine, you're an Arev on it. I have nothing to worry about. And he lends the pirates the money. Comes later on, time for the chayv to be collected. The second yid doesn't even go to the pirates. He goes straight to the first yid, who's the Arev. And he says to the first yid, you guaranteed this loan, pay back. The first one says, 1 minute. The din is, I mean, Arev, first you have to go to the loiva to collect. First you have to go ask the loiva to pay back. If the loiva defaults on the loan, then he comes to the Arev. Did you go to the pirates yet? First go to him, and when he refuses to pay you back, then I'll cover as the Arev and I'll pay back. But until you go to the pirates first, I don't have to pay back. The second one said, what do you mean? How can I go to the pirates and ask him for the money? I'm going to put my life on the line and go to the pirates and ask him back for the money? You guaranteed me, and that means you have to pay back the loan. And they had a whole machlokes. The case came before the Marasham. They both presented their side of the story. The second yid said, he guaranteed the loan. I can't go to the pirates, he has to pay back. The second one, the first one said, what do you mean? The halach is, first he goes to the loiva, and only then can he come to me. First let him go to the pirates. So Marasham said, Pashtus, you're right, to the first one. The halach is that first you have to go to the loiva. But the Gemara Pesachim, the Kuf Yud Ches, the Gemara brings down the whole story with Nachal Kishon and the Yamsuf. And the Marsha asks Akasha on the whole Gemara. What happened in this Gemara? The Yamsuf says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do you give him Atana? Does the master give him Atana to the Eved and take it back? Hashem says, I'll pay you back later on. Can I be Teveya, the master? Can I be Teveya?
Oh, wow.
Nachal Kishon is the Arev. Frek the Marsha. So what does it help if Nachal Kishon is the Arev? In order for the Yamsuf to collect from the Arev, doesn't the Yamsuf first have to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask him to pay back? And only after it doesn't work, he goes to Nachal Kishon. So what did Hashem accomplish by saying Nachal Kishon is the Arev? You're not gonna go to the Arev first. Elamai is up to Marsha. When it's understood that the Arev is there because you're not able to go to the Arev and collect, then you have a right to go to the Arev right away. And since the Kodesh Baruch Hu appointed Nachal Kishon to be the Arev, because the Yamsuf would have the chutzpah to go to Kodesh Baruch Hu straight, such an Arev, you're allowed to collect from first. So Marsham said it here too. It's understood that when you said you'll be an Arev, that the only reason your friend agreed to lend the pirates the money is because he knew he could come to you without going to the pirates first. And therefore, in this case, he could go first and collect from you, and he does not have to go to the pirates first. Okay. Just a nice little halacha based on a Gemara. Okay. Back to, okay. Vatan, at the end of the Shira, you'd be Michael because you heard this already. Vatan lehem Miriam, after the Shira, the Pasuk says, in Perek Tetzvah, Pasuk Chof Aleph, Vatan lehem Miriam. Miriam answered, and she said, Shiru Hashem, ki goy go, sis v'reich barim v'yom. Miriam says Shira for the ladies. Moshe said Shira for the men, and Miriam said Shira for the ladies. And I don't remember the name of the Sefer. Vatan lehem Miriam. Miriam answered. What did Miriam answer? Answer usually means that there's a question. Miriam answered. Was there a question? And what did Miriam say? Shiru Hashem. This one pasuk of the Shira. Something was bothering the Noshim, and Miriam had an answer. What was the answer? Vatan lehem Miriam. The ladies were very bothered. Because the ladies understood the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim ultimately was to go to Har Sinai and receive the Torah, Kabbalah Satorah. Like Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that they'll serve Hashem on Har Sinai. Tavdanus alakim ala horazeh, they'll serve Hashem by Har Sinai. The lady said to Miriam, Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's good for the men. But what about us? We're not mechuyev in Torah the way men are. We're not mechuyev to learn Torah. We're not mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. What about us? Why are we celebrating for? The men are leaving Mitzrayim for their ultimate goal, for Kabbalas HaTorah. What about the ladies? Vatan and Miriam answered them, look, who drowned in the Yamsuf? What happened by the Yamsuf? Who drowned? The Mitzrim, with the chariots, with the horses, with all the jewelry and everything that they had. The chariots and the horses, did they do anything wrong? The jewelry, did they do anything wrong? It was the Mitzrim that made the Eden work. The Mitzvah deserved to be punished. But not only were the Mitzrim punished, but all those that helped the Mitzrim, and all those that were together with the Mitzrim, they were also punished. So all the chariots, and all the kelim, and all the horses, and all the jewelry, whatever they had, also drowned in the Yamsuf, together with the Mitzrim. And Miriam told the Noshim, Tafel is even greater than the Ikar. You see the Tafel, the chariots, the tools of the Mitzrim, the kelim of the Mitzrim, the clothing of the Mitzrim, the jewelry, it all drowned. Because they helped the Mitzrim, they're punished together with the Mitzrim. Kava Chaima, when it comes to Midataiva, it comes to good, it comes to the Torah, the schus of the Noshim is so great. Because who helps the men learn? Who encourages the men to learn? Who sends the men out to learn? It's the Noshim. It's the ladies that do it. So Miriam told them, Fakir, just the opposite. The schus of the Noshim is so great, because they are the ones that help and encourage the men to learn. Like the Gemara says in Brachas, Noshim, what schus do the ladies have? Schus that they bring their young children to yeshiva, and they send their husbands out to learn, and they wait for them to come back from the Beis Medrash late at night. The Noshim have the Gevaldik of schus. And I mentioned the Netziv. The Netziv brings down, I think it's Brachas Yud Chesam and Aleph, the Netziv, you cook it in Rami Yisodah, the Netziv brings down that when a lady sends the husband out to learn, she has schar for sending him, whether the husband learns or not. The husband has the achrayis to learn. If he doesn't learn, he has to give a din b'cheshbon for his bittul Torah. But the ladies, the wife that sent him out to learn, she has a schus whether he learns or not, because her job was to send him out. She sent him out to learn, she has a schus. He didn't learn, it's his cheshbon. He battled, that's his cheshbon. But she has a schus because she sent him out to learn. Noshim and Michael Zachman. In that sense, the ladies have even a greater schus than the men do. The men have to produce. If a man goes out and the wife sends him out to learn, and she still has a schus. So I know we're being recorded. So just for the record, to set it straight, I'll say Eidus that everybody who comes to the shir here comes to learn. Everybody.
We're not there.
The Mitzrim women were also punished.
That's right.
Right? Because they had no jewelry anymore, no men, no horses, no chariots.
Good, it's a good, okay. So I'll say this, that everybody here comes to learn.
And if not, they're like Yirmiyo. Rabbi Yirmiyo, the Menamnem, they're learning while they're sleeping.
Okay, good. Okay, so all the wives that send their husbands out to learn have not only the schus of sending them out, but they have the schus of the learning Torah also. So Miriam told the Noshim that the Noshim, the ladies, have such a tremendous achrayis, because they are the ones that stand behind the men and encourage them to do mitzvahs and to learn.
Sends his wife out to learn.
It's not her mitzvah. It's his mitzvah. He has a mitzvah of Talmud Torah.
It's a mitzvah.
It's his mitzvah of Talmud Torah.
It's a mitzvah.
Not derech hateva. That's not derech hateva.
It's not. No. Okay. At the end of the parasha, we find.
Here she goes out to a shir and goes home and watch the kids.
Yeah. We can't erase everything, only something. Okay. You're making Yitzchak work too hard, yes.
That's not erasing. There's major editing.
Okay.
You're very easy to read.
Okay, at the end of the parasha, we find Melchemes Amalek. Amalek starts a Melchama with Klal Yisrael. And the Pasuk tells us in Perek, Yitzayin Pasuk Tess, Yoyme Moshe Yoshua. Moshe says to Yoshua, Bechar lon wanoshim, go choose for us men, tzadikim, mitzehi lochem, and go out and fight against Amalek. Mocha, tomorrow I'll stand anoichi nitiv rosh hagiva, umate okim biyodi. Poshep shat, the word mocha is separate from Amalek. It's an asnachta, mitzehi lochem, Amalek, stop, mocha. But the Bali Musa bring down, you can read it together. Mitzehi lochem, Amalek, mocha. Go and fight against Amalek. What's the kayach of Amalek? Mocha. Tomorrow. Amalek represents the Yetzer Hara. Amalek represents the ones that try to stop us from being Eved Hashem. Like Rashi brings down, until Amalek came along, all the nations in the world were afraid to start a Mocham against Bnei Yisrael. Because they just came out of Mitzrayim, and nobody would dare have the audacity to start with Bnei Yisrael. Amalek comes along, Rashi brings down the Medrash and Marshall to a person who's a burning hot bathtub filled with burning hot water, and everyone was afraid to jump in to take a bath in the hot water, they'd be burnt. Ba ben Belial Echad, one Belial comes along, and he jumps in, and even though he's burnt, but he made it cooler in front of everybody else, because once he did it, others could do it. Until Amalek came along, all the guys were afraid to start with Bnei Yisrael, start a Mechama. Amalek got burnt, but they came ahead and they started. They opened the door, so to speak, and showed the other guys that you could start a Mechama with Bnei Yisrael. Amalek represents the Yetzirah. What's the Kayach of the Yetzirah? Macha. Tomorrow. You want to do a mitzvah? No need to do it today. Wait till tomorrow. You want to do a mitzvah now? It's late. You have to get a good night's sleep. Start tomorrow morning. You want to learn? Tomorrow, Shabbos, next month, next year, you have plenty of time. Macha, push it off. The Kayach of Amalek is macha. Yeah, no. Do it tomorrow, push it off. What's the answer? We know about Klal Yisrael, our Kayach is Hayoyim in B'Kai Lois Yishmol. Hayoyim, today. When a person fails, a Sairus, a person fails, a person has a chizik, you do a mitzvah, a person fails, do it Hayoyim, today, don't wait. Klal Yisrael's Kayach is Hayoyim in B'Kai Lois. Mashiach will come Hayoyim today if you listen. Don't push it off till tomorrow. The Yitzhar is always Macha. Tomorrow. You want him to be good? No problem. I'll let you do tshuva. I'll let you learn. I'll let you... Macha. Do it tomorrow. Hayoyim. We have to do it today. The Kayach of Klal Yisrael is today. The Beis Yisrael, short story, but very powerful. The Beis Yisrael, Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, a Bacha once came to him and said that he lost his whole cheshek to daven. He lost his cheshek to learn. Because his emunah is not so good. He has questions in emunah, and he feels that because of the status that he has and the questions that he has, he's not right to daven, to learn, and he can't go on. He doesn't know what to do. So the Beis Yisrael said to him, bring me a Gemara of Shabbos. Bring me a Sechta Shabbos. Bought him a Gemara. Beis Yisrael says, open the Gemara to Daf Kuf Yates. The Bach opens the Gemara to Daf Kuf Yates on the base. Beis Yisrael points and says, read this Gemara. The Bacher reads the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kol ha'ayna omen yeheshmi rabba mevarech l'chol kaychai. Whoever answers omen yeheshmi rabba with all his kayach, kaymen loy gezar dinai. And Shemem they tear up his gezar din. Nabchia barabba omer Rabbi Yechinon. Afilu yeshba shemetz shal avayda zara meichlen loy. If he has the trace, he has some shmutz of avayda zara, if he answers omen yeheshmi rabba with all his kayach, then Michael him, and Omen Yeheshmei Rabbi. The Beis Yisrael said to the Bacha, tell me, how do you understand this Gemara? What lesson do you learn from this Gemara? What do you see in this Gemara? And the Bacha said, what do you mean? I see the Kayach of Omen Yeheshmei Rabbi. How great Omen Yeheshmei Rabbi is. That a person, it could be Michael, is Averis, Karen like Zardinoi, Omen Yeheshmei Rabbi is tremendous. The Beis Yisrael says to him, you're right. But let me tell you what I saw from the Gemara. Let me tell you what I learned from the Gemara. I learned from the Gemara that even a person who served Avodah Zarah could still answer Omen Yeheshmei Rabbah. Even a person who did Averis could still go to Shul and could still answer Omen Yeheshmei Rabbah. That's what I learned from the Gemara. No matter what a person did, no matter what a person, how low a person fell, no matter a person has fake, it's no matter what it is, anybody, even with a shemesh of avodah zara, he could still go to shul. He could answer amen yeheshmei rabba. And he told him, chas v'shalom, if you have any sfeikis, fakert, don't feel that you're not welcome. Just the opposite. The Gemara is telling you that no matter who you are, no matter what happened, amen yeheshmei rabba, answer, and even you are right to answer amen yeheshmei rabba. Sometimes a person feels, me, I know myself. I know what I really am. My mitzvahs, are they worth much? My davening, is it worth much? I know how I really daven. I know how I really learn. Is it worth much? And the answer is yes. And Shemam, they're waiting for the Omen Yeheshmei Rabbah. They're waiting for that Blat Gemara. They're waiting for those few words. No matter what a person did, Omen Yeheshmei Rabbah. They're still waiting to hear the Omen Yeheshmei Rabbah. The Pasuk says, V'hoya kasher yorem Moshe yodoy v'gov ha'Yisrael. Moshe lifted up his hands, Klal Yisrael would win, be strong. The chashaya niach yadoi, when Moshe put down his hands, the gavar Amalek will be strong. And of course, everyone knows the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, the chiyadov shal Moshe, oisais mechama, oisai bais mechama. Then Moshe's hands make the mechama, or break the mechama. Was it magic? His hands go up, they win. His hands go down, they lose. Says the Gemara, no. When Moshe put his hands up, the Meshabed, the hearts, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, looked up to Shemayim. When they were Shabbat, the hearts, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem helped. They were strong. When Moshe put down his hands, and they weren't looking towards Shemayim, they weren't on that level, then was the Gavar Amalek. The Pasuk Aleph, the Pasuk says, by Pasuk Ches, Perik Yizayim Pasuk Ches, Vayavoy Amalek, Vayilachem im Yisrael berefidim. Amalek came and fought with Klal Yisrael in Rafidim. And the Baal HaTurim brings down that Rafidim, Sherafel Yideyim Minam Mitzvahs. The Kaisram were weak, the hands were soft, were weak from doing mitzvahs. And because they were loose, weak in doing mitzvahs, Amalek was able to come and attack. Just a nice gematria. I didn't work it out, but Baal HaTurim writes a gematria that Im Yisrael Berafidim, those three words, Begematria equals Rafel Yideyim Minam Mitzvahs. I didn't work it out, but for homework. Im Yisrael Berafidim equals Rafel Yideyim Minam Mitzvahs. Koponim, the Gemara Sanhedrin, on Kuf Vav, the Gemara brings down, my Lashon Rafidim, Sheripo Atzmon Midivrei Taira. This is Rabbi Shua, because they loosened themselves, they let go of Divrei Taira, and since they didn't have Taira to protect them, Amalek came and attacked. How were they saved? V'hoya kasher yorim, and Moshe lifted up his hands. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Moshe's hands represented Taira. Miminoi Eish Dos Lomoi. Moshe received a Taira from Hashem's right hand. Miminoi Eish Dos Lomoi. Moshe's hands represents the one who brought down the Torah. When Moshe lifted up his hands, with the Koyach of Torah, they were able to win. But when the Koyach of Torah became weak, Moshe put down his hands. The Koyach of Torah is weak, then Klai Yisrael, unfortunately, is, Amalek was stronger. And here's on the Chavetz Chaim, the words Yorim and the words Yoniach are Roshan Asid. It doesn't say when Moshe picked up, past tense, when Moshe would pick up his hands, when Moshe would put down his hands. To tell us that in every generation, this rule applies. When the Klal Yisrael picks up their hands and they strengthen themselves in Torah, then Hashem helps and Klal Yisrael is strong.
What's the second part of the Baal HaTurim? Sherafu Yid'atzmam Min Ham...
Sherafu Yid'atzmam... Sorry, Rafu Yideyim Min HaMitzvahs.
Rafu.
Rafu Yideyim Min HaMitzvahs. Okay. I didn't work it out, but
we'll
do it for homework. Okay. In every generation, that when we lift up our hands, Taira, Kadosh Baruch Hu saves us. But when we're shvach, when we can Taira, then unfortunately the opposite happens. The pasuk is teaching us that this applies to every single generation. Kashe Yorim, v'chashe Yaniach. And in our generation, we definitely need the protection. We definitely need Hashem's to watch over us. It's unfortunate, but every day, there's not a day that goes by without some tragic story that we hear. It could be today news travels faster than it did in the old days, and something that happens in one place, we know about it 2 minutes later across the whole world. But every day there's another tragic story that we hear. This one, that one. Well, the Eitzah is from mechazik ourselves, to strengthen ourselves. Kayach HaTorah, throughout the Doiris, is we're protected and watched over Klal Yisrael. This one short story from the Chofetz Chaim, and we'll stop. The pasuk brings down at the end. The pasuk tells us the last pasuk in the parasha. Vayomer ki yod al kase ka. Al kase ka. What is kase ka? So Rashi says. Rashi brings down that kase means kise, the throne, the chair of Hashem, and ka is Hashem. Yud kei vav kei. Why does it say kase and not kise? Why ka and not yud kei vav kei? Because Hashem says that my throne, my kisei, won't be complete, and my name won't be complete until Amalek is destroyed. And Amalek was not yet destroyed, so Hashem says my throne, my kisei, and my name are not complete until Amalek is destroyed. Famous master, the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim sat in Beis Medrash in an old chair, a rickety chair. And they decided one day to buy the Chofetz Chaim a new chair, to replace the chair. The story's not for you. To replace the old chair. And they bought him a new chair. Chofetz Chaim comes in and he sees the new chair and he asks them, what happened to the old chair? And they said, because we felt it wasn't a Kovetic, we went out and bought you a new chair. Chofetz Chaim said, what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne is not complete. Ki yod al kei skor. Hashem's chair, Hashem's throne is not complete. How can I sit on a new chair? That was the Chofetz Chaim. We're not on that Madrega. We're not on Madrega of the Chofetz Chaim. But we have to realize that the ikka we have is Torah, not the Gashmias, and your chairs are okay, they're fine, but the ikka is not the chairs, the ikka is what you use the chair for. Yeah. When you use the chair for the Torah, let's try to be mechazik in our learning. And again, when you learn, it brings only not brachas to you, but to the whole mishpacha, to everybody, brachas to Klal Yisrael, we should all be zeicha, to Rishon Fuas, Yeshuas, to Chomis, to Zeicha, to Simeshich, to Kenim, here remain, Amen.